On to politics now, and with the world growing increasingly volatile, Christopher Luxon has sought to strengthen defence ties with the Philippines, making it easier for both countries' troops to work together. It's the final day of the Prime Minister's push through Southeast Asia and his first major trip abroad. Our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch, is there. Craig, first off, have you had a chance to talk to the Prime Minister about what's happening in the Middle East?
Kia ora, Lisa. Obviously, everyone here has been keeping a very close eye on this developing situation, not just the Prime Minister, but the media, his officials, the Prime Minister's staff. We have asked to speak to Mr. Luxon and have not had that opportunity yet. Of course, the situation is changeable, it's fluid. He's still being briefed and a clear picture is still emerging. That said, when we spoke to him about the conflict earlier this week, his message at that time was one of de-escalation, calling for de-escalation. And you have to imagine that the messaging remains the same. Depending on how this plays out from here, though, there will certainly be more questions for the Prime Minister about, say, New Zealand's response, for example, and where we go from here.
And can you tell us a bit more about this agreement that has been struck with the Philippines? What does it actually mean for defence?
Well, it's quite timely, I think. What's happening in the Middle East, what's happening in the South China Sea, all of it really speaks to this volatile world that we're in right now. That is one of the reasons the Prime Minister is here in Southeast Asia, shoring up relationships with other countries, making friends in case of a crisis. Now, in terms of the Philippines and this agreement, the deal they struck last night is intended basically to allow both countries' armed forces to work more closely together, to take part in exercises and the like. Now, the relationship is coming off a very low base. There is not a lot of cooperation between the militaries now. Right now, the Air Force can't even transit through Filipino air bases, for example. So the goal is to put a legal framework in place, basically get the paperwork done so that that can happen. Australia and the Philippines sorted this out about 3 years ago in 2021. The goal is to get it sorted here by the end of the year. Now, the Prime Minister says this does not necessarily mean that we will be more likely to be dragged into conflict in the South China Sea, for example, but what it does mean is that we could take part in larger joint military exercises with the Philippines and the like.
So how do you reckon this whole trip has gone for the Prime Minister?
Overall, not too bad. A good showing, I think, for the Prime Minister's first major international trip. He has been on trips like this before, back when he was the head of Air New Zealand, so he knows the drill. It's not entirely unfamiliar to him. That business experience has clearly come in quite handy. That is a comfort area for him, and it does turn out to be something of an asset in business trips like this. Now, that said, the feedback has not been exclusively positive. There was a lunch function not long ago yesterday. The Comvita chair, Brett Hewlett, called out the use of the phrase open for business, saying that that was unhelpful as New Zealand had never been closed to business. Now, it's worth noting that both Christopher Hipkins and Jacinda Ardern also used that phrase on similar trips, and so Chris Luxon basically brushed that remark off today. When it comes to the high-level foreign leader meetings and the greetings, that is largely new to Mr. Luxon. He's a bit of a novice there. He clearly, though, had a rapport with the leaders, and most notably here in the Philippines with the president, they clearly hit it off. It was very obvious in their exchanges. The other thing is, he hasn't made any major faux pas. You got to count that as a win on a trip like this, on your first time out. You can easily find yourself running into trouble with some of these thorny issues like the Middle East crisis. He's not especially nimble on those issues. He struggles to move past the traditional talking points and actually answer the questions. But while that may be frustrating for us in the media, it also means there are no major mistakes. There have been no major mistakes. And for that, I do think Mr. Luxon will be leaving here satisfied.
And it can be pretty tricky eating noodles on camera.
It can indeed. I was thinking just before about, while listening to that mullet story, Christopher Luxon, of course, couldn't pull off a mullet. I can't pull off a mullet either with my curly hair. It just doesn't work. I would love to do one. But yeah, unfortunately, my curls just don't work in that environment.
Oh, I don't know. I think we should give it a crack. Thank you so much, Craig. That is Craig McCulloch, our Deputy Political Editor, travelling with the Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, who's made his last stop on his Southeast Asia trip.